Intro welcome. In this lesson you'll learn how to design and arrange a RAM Trilogy Old School DNB Jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12, while keeping CPU usage low. I'll walk you through a lightweight sound built with stock devices, simple modulation tricks for movement, and an arrangement workflow that scales without killing your CPU. What we'll build by the end you'll have, a tight, percussive jungle arpeggio with a 16th/32nd feel, subtle movement via filter pluck, small pitch variation and velocity changes, a CPU-friendly arrangement using one primary instrument, MIDI effects, send effects, and a renderer freeze workflow for heavier sections. We'll use only stock devices, operator, arpeggiator, note length, velocity, random, pitch MIDI, EQ8, saturator, auto filter, simple delay, and one reverb return. Preparation start by setting the tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track, shortcut CMD or Control plus Shift plus T, and name it Jungle ARP. Create the sound source load operator into that track. Operator is light on CPU compared with modern multi-voice synths. Initialize it. Keep oscillator A as a saw wave, turn B, C and D off. Set coarse and fine pitch to 0. Now shape the amp envelope for a plucky sound, attack 0, decay around 120 to 180 milliseconds, sustain down at 0, release between 30 and 60 ms. This gives the stabby character that sits well in fast DNB ARPs. Add brightness with the filter. Use a low pass cutoff around 2 to 4 kHz, resonance about 0.8 to 1.2. Give the filter a small positive envelope amount, around 15 to 25, so each note has a quick pluck sweep. To fatten the sound without heavy unison, enable oscillator bead as another saw, lower its level by 6 to 12 dB, and detune by plus 6 to plus 12 cents. Keep it routed through the same filter. That subtle detune gives thickness while staying CPU friendly. Add MIDI arpeggiation insert Ableton's arpeggiator before operator. Set the mode to up or up slash down. For a classic feel, start with rate at 1/16, gate between 60 and 80%, octave plus 1, and add a little swing, 5 to 12%, for that jungle shuffle. Try steps at 4 to 8 depending on your pattern. Place note length after the arpeggiator and set it to about 70 to 90% to tighten note durations and avoid voice overlap. Dynamic variation. Sheep on CPU between the arpeggiator and operator, add MIDI velocity and random devices. On velocity, add a small drive, around 5 to 10%, to shape dynamics. On random, keep chance low, around 10 to 25%, and variation small, maybe 1 to 2 semitones, so you get occasional note variation without heavy CPU cost. Light audio effects, use sends create to return tracks, R for simple delay and RB for reverb with conservative size and pre-delay. Send sparingly from the ARP track. Using returns is far cheaper than placing heavy reverb on the channel itself. On the arpeggio channel, insert EQ8 and saturator. High pass the PARP at around 70 to 100 Hz to avoid low-end mud. Use saturator with a low drive, 1 to 3 dB, and choose analog clip or a mild curve for tasteful grit. Add movement. Without heavy LFOS, we already used operator's filter envelope for the main pluck motion. For slow periodic motion, add auto filter after operator. Choose a low pass and set its LFO rate low, around 0.25 to 1 Hz, and LFO amount small, about 10 to 20%. Triangle or sine shapes work well for subtle sweeps. Map the auto filter LFO amount to a macro in an instrument rack so you can turn that movement on and off easily across the arrangement. For fast rhythmic changes, rely on the arpeggiator's gate and rate automation rather than adding extra LFO devices. It's simpler and cheaper. Arrange with minimal CPU usage. Keep only one live instrument instance. Duplicate MIDI clips in the same track to create variations instead of duplicating the track. Tweak the arpeggiator per clip, enable or disable it, change rate or steps, and use clip envelopes for per section variation. When a section needs to be heavier, render the ARP to audio instead of adding more synths. Select the clip and bounce or use freeze and flatten. You can right-click right-arrow export MIDI clip to audio, or use freeze track and then flatten. The lesson note CMD/Ctrl+Alt+B as a workflow reference for bouncing and freeing CPU. Automate macros, like auto filter LFO amount, operator cutoff, and ARP rate, to create builds and breakdowns. Turning devices on and off via automation is also efficient. Quick parameter reference if you want a starting preset. Try operator, decay 150 ms, release 40 ms, filter cutoff 3.2 kHz, end amount 20. Arpeggiator, rate 1/16, gate 75%, octave plus 1, swing 10%, note length, 85% velocity drive, 6% random, chance 15%, variation 2 semitones auto filter, LFO rate 0.5 Hz, amount 12%, cutoff 2.8 kHz EQ8, high pass at 80 Hz, small low shelf cut if needed. Common mistakes to avoid: don't stack multiple heavy synths for the ARP, one operator plus MIDI effects is enough. Avoid putting heavy reverb directly on the channel, use small sends instead. Keep releases short to prevent smearing and unnecessary CPU load. Don't duplicate tracks with devices, duplicate clips instead, and freeze or render parts you don't need to tweak live. Pro tip: save an instrument rack with 3 or 4 mapped macros, cutoff, LFO amount, saturator drive, and ARP rate, then automate those macros rather than dozens of individual parameters. Use a single return reverb with pre-delay and automate send levels. Freeze finalize tracks to free CPU. For fills, automate the arpeggiator rate to 1/32 for a short burst and then bounce that section to audio. Resample a few variations, dry, filtered, and delay heavy, and use simpler to host resampled ARPs if you want layers without running extra synths. May practice exercise: create 3 8-bar variations with decreasing CPU use. 1. Build the basic ARP following their earlier steps and save it as ARP A. 2. Duplicate to make ARP B and ARP C. 3. For ARP B, set arpeggiator rate to 1/32, open operator cutoff a bit, and add a small delay send. 4. For ARP C, freeze and flatten or resample the 8-bar clip to audio, then disable the MIDI track. Add a simple low-pass automation on the audio clip to simulate movement. Compare the CPU meter before and after freezing ARP C to see the savings. Recap: you now know how to build a RAM Trilogy Old School DNB Jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 that's musical and CPU efficient. Key strategies are: use one operator instance with MIDI effects, send effects for space, map useful macros, and freeze or resample parts you don't need to tinker with live. Practice making variations, map a couple of macros, and freeze a section. That will give you a usable jungle ARP ready to slot into a drum and bass mix. Closing: think of an ARP as a rhythmic, percussive element. Keep it tight, make small automated moves, and commit to audio when a section is finished. Now go build one, map a few macros, freeze a section, and enjoy the workflow and the CPU savings.